Here's your closing bell brief from Monday, November 21st. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A rise in COVID cases in China sent U.S. stocks lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 45 points to 33,700. The S&P 500 was down 15 points, and the Nasdaq finished 122 points lower, or about 1.1%. Investors had hoped that signs of easing COVID-19 containment measures in China would allow for economic growth to pick up, also benefiting the global economy. But a rise in COVID infections and the reporting of virus-related deaths for the first time in almost 6 months are leading to worries that China's normalization could be further delayed. On top of the China news, investors are eyeing several developments in the U.S. A looming railroad workers' strike could disrupt some supply chains as early as December, and inflation could cause shoppers to spend less this holiday season. Among individual stocks, shares of Walt Disney jumped 6.3% today after the entertainment giant replaced chief executive Bob Chapek with former chairman and CEO Bob Iger. Shares of Imago Biosciences more than doubled after Merck agreed to acquire the developer of drugs to treat bone marrow diseases for $1.35 billion. Merck's shares were up a more modest 1.3%. Carvana shares fell 12.5%. The used car dealer was a pandemic winner but is now rushing to conserve cash as once plentiful financing options dry up and its business deteriorates. Coinbase Global dropped 8.9% as the crypto market continues to struggle in the wake of the collapse of exchange FTX. And Bitcoin's dollar value fell about 2.8% in afternoon trading to roughly $15,800. But there's some good news in time for Thanksgiving travel. The average price for regular unleaded gasoline here in the U.S. has fallen for two consecutive weeks to $3.64 a gallon, according to GasBuddy. That's down about 16 cents from a month ago, but still about 25 cents higher than this time last year. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.